Ron Schuler is back to hiking again at the Cincinnati Nature Center. For months, the Eastgate area man was sidelined with stabbing heart pains even after he had angioplasty and bypass surgery. But thanks to EECP therapy, or enhanced external counterpulsation, he's walking up to 10 miles 2 to 3 times a week. Picture this. Schuler, wearing special non-friction pants, lies down on a hospital treatment table with 3 sets of blood pressure-like cuffs. They are wrapped around his legs and butt, and they inflate and deflate together to increase the blood and oxygen flow to his heart and other organs.
You kind of bounce up and down a little bit. It looks kind of awkward, but you get used to it right away.
Anderson Mercy's Dr. Vanchipal Puri of the Heart Institute tried it out as soon as his hospital installed the EECP machine in January.
The first few moments of that impact in that sense, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
It's definitely a little weird in terms of the sensation.
His patients like Schuler undergo this therapy 5 days a week for 7 weeks. This is Schuler's second go-round with the therapy.
I did an initial series over at a Christ facility off of 275 about a year ago, and it was really successful. Like I say, it changed my life, and I started to get a few symptoms again. It wasn't as bad as I had it previously, and then I saw an opportunity to come over here and at Anderson and try it out. And it's been just a godsend.
Dr. Puri says in some patients, benefits can last up to 5 years.
This machine squeezes the legs and pushes the blood literally from the legs back up into the heart. And so it allows more blood flow to get into the heart muscle that way. But then in addition, when the cuffs relax, it lowers kind of the pressure or the resistance that the heart has to work against.
It helps unblock small blood vessels near the heart and creates a natural bypass around the narrow or blocked arteries. This increased blood flow then helps ease the chest pain. Schuler says he just relaxes during the hour-long treatment and thinks up mind games to pass the time.
After a while, you know, when you're laying here for an hour, you start to hear things in the rhythm. And I hear phrases like, apple pie,
Errol Flynn,
yeah. What were some other ones? But it changes.
Some doctors don't often think to try the therapy, opting instead for surgical procedures. Dr. Puri hopes to change that.
For whatever reason, it has been kind of one of the last tools to be used in the treatment of angina. And what we're trying to do is change that scope and allow a non-invasive approach to the treatment of that to become maybe the first or second line instead of way down on the end.
Mercy Health hopes to expand the therapy to Jewish Hospital and Mercy Fairfield.
So it's kind of a slow but steady process, you know, and our hope is that as more and more patients get comfortable with this, our hope is to expand the services. I mean, we have one bed right now, but there's no reason for us not to have 10.
Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.